Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, and, of course, my Blog Talk Radio community and those who will be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week. And our sponsor, Audible.com, has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. Tonight, we're going to talk about some fall organizing tips, which is some general organizing tips that can help you get organized in your home as well as your life. And, of course, I will be sharing some additional tips in my Taylor's Tip Time, as well as we have our product suggestion, app suggestion, as well as the repurpose suggestion for this week. And, of course, if you have any questions in regards to getting your home, your time, or your office organized, please type your question in the chat room, or you can call at 646-478-5386. That's 646-478-5386 with your organizing question. So, some fall projects, because we're entering into the fall, at least on my part of the country, and some projects that people will be taking on. Of course, they'll be doing the holiday planning because we're getting into the fall, which means we're getting into the Thanksgiving season as well as the Christmas season. And then, of course, people will begin to start thinking about preparing for their taxes, purging to make a room for those fall and winter items that they'll be purging, as well as because it's still a little humid here, but soon the weather will be getting comfortable enough so you can actually do some possible garage organizing so you can park the car in the garage this season and next, and especially next season when it winter comes and the snow comes, but hopefully not too much. But I found a great article on realsimple.com, and they had 10 items that you can toss from your garage in the next 30 minutes. 10 items that you can get rid of. So, item number one, and these are easy things you can get rid of. You can probably look at them, and you're thinking, I can get rid of these things. Newspapers, magazines, old catalogs, all of us out there who are fans of IKEA, we have now have our new, brand new IKEA catalog, so we can get rid of the catalog from the previous season. Number two, old electronics that we're not using. Number three, tools that we're not using. Number four, plastic planter trays. For those of you who do a lot of gardening, a lot of planting, you get your plants, you repot them, and you still have those little plastic trays. Number five, old paint cans. You've already painted a room. You're not going to use the color anymore. The paint may be dry, so you can dispose of them responsibly. Number six, remnants of DIY projects. I'm going to repeat that, remnants, not things that you could possibly use ever again, but remnants of those projects. Number seven, broken sports equipment, soft shoes and clothes. And my favorite is number nine, VCR, VHS, the tape player cassette, and that's with the cassette tape. And I'm going to repeat that for maybe somebody who just wasn't listening. The VCR, the VHS tape, the cassette tape that we will never, ever play again. And number 10 is any unused decor. So those are things actually not only probably in your garage, but they could be in your basement. Some of the items are probably in your attic. Some of them just may be throughout your home. But those are things that you can discard. And that was from realsimple.com. And, of course, if you follow me via Twitter, on my page right now is a link that will give you a little bit more detail. I just kind of gave you the list, but it'll give you a little bit more detail in regards to getting rid of those items, and they sit in 30 minutes. It's really simple. Go in there. You see the old IKEA catalog, you get rid of it. You see the broken disc, the unused that you donated, you get rid of it. So those are just some things that you can get rid of. Now, for those of you who do not know, I have been helping people organize their homes for over 20 years. The next thing, so I know sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable to get rid of things that have been in your home, your life for a while. But that's why I always suggest you either have a friend, a relative, a professional help you through this process. So, area that you can begin to get organized, because now kids are going back to school, vacation's over, you probably are going to be planning not only for the next tax season, but you may be also just planning, maybe you're going back to school along with the kids, so there's a lot more paperwork coming in, and of course, with the holiday season coming, there's a lot more catalogs if you don't do a lot of online shopping. So you want to definitely gain control of all the piles, whether they're paper piles or just physical piles. And I always tell my clients to purge first, to get rid of things before you go out and buy all the storage containers, because as you've heard me say, 1% of the stuff we keep, we never reference again. So the room with stuff, it looks like it may be a lot, but once you begin to purge, you may not have as much to store or file or keep. So these are questions when you are going to work through the clutter in your home and in your life. Can I still fit it? And be honest with yourself. If you could fit it, would you want to wear it? Is something still working? We talked about that when we were talking about the old electronic equipment. Is it still working? Can you live without stuff? You have the unused decor, the broken sports equipment. Can you live without it? Is it still useful? These are questions you need to ask yourself as you are working through, whether it's a basement, an attic, a garage, the junk room, the catch-all room. Those are things you need to begin to ask yourself. So my suggestion to you, so not to get overwhelmed with your organizing project, is one, you want to focus on one area at a time. Yes, you may want to decide to do the entire house, but just do one area. If it's specifically the room, the catch-all room, the junk room, maybe you just want to work on the closet area, or maybe you just want to work on the left side of the room, or the right side of the room, or the back of the room. Even with a bedroom, you may want to just focus on the closet. And even with the closet, you may want to focus on the shelf, on the floor. Your bedroom, you may want to focus on the dresser. Maybe you want to focus on just one drawer. Stay organized by regularly weeding out, sorting, and throwing out items. You have your fall and your winter, which, you know, I will be going into fall and winter. Some people may be experiencing spring and summer. I know after our fall and winter, we'll be moving right into our tax season. So take all of that into consideration when you are doing and taking on your organizing projects. So right now is a transitional season with the clothes, even though it's still humid here, but people are beginning to look at coats and boots and things like that. So begin to look in your closet for those items that you wore last season that you're not going to wear in the coming season, and clothes that you're not even wearing in the current season. Because right now it's summer, but there may have been clothes in the closet that you did not wear all summer. So maybe it's time to donate those items as well. And then you just want to, when you are organizing, focus on one area, purge that area, decide how you want the area to look and to feel. What will the function of the area be? Right now, it may just be a junk room, but maybe it's going to be a craft room. Maybe it's going to be an office. Maybe it's going to be your guest room. Once you decide that, then you can decide what type of items will remain in the room, and of those items that remain, how will they be organized in the room? And that's key. And there are so many ways you can get ideas. You can go to Pinterest, Instagram now. Of course, you can do catalogs, you can Google, just to give you some inspiration on how you want the room to function. And it doesn't have to be that difficult to create a system. You create things, one, so they're organized, but also so they're accessible. I have a bookcase. Yes, I have all of the books that I read, my reference books, but then I also have, you know, a few DVDs and CDs, and I have them organized in baskets so that if I want a CD or DVD, I just pull the basket out. So that's what I mean just by making things really simple and easy for you. And no, my CDs and DVDs are not alphabetized, et cetera. They're just basically grouped together, my motivational, my music, et cetera, and that's how that is. And you can, but if you want to further organize them, that is your own personal choice. I don't have a lot to organize, so that's why I just group them together by categories. So, again, just focus on one area, regularly weed things out, and once you do that, put things back where they belong. So that will help you stay on top of things. Now, in regards to the paper in your home and in your life, you want to establish a system. So whether that system is an electronic system on the cloud or whether it's a physical system, or sometimes you can have both, but that's the first thing. And you have to also establish whether you have a personal system as well as a system for your business information and documents as well, for those of you who have home office. And they should not be mixed. You should have a separate system for business and a separate system for personal as well. And these are just questions you should ask yourself, and a lot of you have already heard these questions, and I'm going to share them with you again. Did you really ask for the information? It's just like the email. You get the emails. Did you really ask for the emails? You delete the email. Did you ask with the specific information, or did somebody send it to you because they thought it be valuable? If it's not, toss it, delete it, etc. Is this the only place this information is available? Well, for example, a lot of people come to me and they request information in regards to how long should they keep documents. Well, years ago, I would have actually had a physical file with that information to hand out. But now because of the internet. I no longer have to keep that information. And basically, I have links that refer people to that information. So therefore, I don't have to keep their physical information anymore. But then there's other information that you know, your tax record. And I am comfortable with that. But you have to be comfortable with the cloud, or if not a cloud, put it on a flash drive. Oh, can't speak flash drive or hard drive, external hard drive. Is the information recent? If it's not recent, then you may want to shred it and discard it, because you want to only keep current information. And when you do get current information, for example, every year we may get new policies or information about the different things that we own and we possess, and therefore we don't have to keep this. Is the updated policy, so therefore do you have to keep the old policy? And you really need to ask yourself those questions. What is the worst thing that could happen if I trash this piece of paper? Because a lot of times we are afraid to discard information because it's like the what if, which is now the nice thing is that we have scanners. And I would suggest that you invest in a couple of things. You invest in a shredder, because you definitely don't want to just throw things out with your personal information, but also in a scanner so that it can reduce the amount of paperwork that you have to keep in your home as well as your office, and it'll also allow you to always have access to it. And when you are organizing things in a cloud or an external hard drive, make sure that just like a filing cabinet, you would create folders. So you may have a folder for, manual. And then, because a lot of times we can just download a manual for the equipment, and then you would have maybe all the manuals for the kitchen items and all the manuals for the electronics. But you would have one folder that says manuals, and then you can break it down. And even with insurance policies now, you would have a folder for insurance policies and break it down, whether it's home, it's auto, et cetera. So that is how you can keep information organized and accessible, but you don't necessarily have to have physical paperwork and physical information. Some other quick tips on how to gain control of the paper piles in your home and your life is open up the mail by the wastebasket. Get rid of the junk mail and those circulars, as you've heard me say over and over again. Get rid of the circulars to the stores you do not shop at. Establish so that all the mail goes in one location and it's not in several locations and you don't lose or misplace information. Also establish a time and a day where you will actually go through the mail. Always refile or schedule that time to either scan things or shred things. And most importantly, when you are done working, whether you are working on a project, whether you are just paying your bills online, or whether you are actually physically writing out checks, or even if you are just possibly reviewing some of your personal documents and information, when you are done, gather the information up, put it back where it belongs, so therefore you will have a clear desk and a clear workspace. So the next time that you have to work in that area, you're not doing a cleanup from the previous time, but you can go into that space and you can be more productive and get things done. So I hope those little tips have helped you in regards to just a little bit of organizing and getting things done. Again, 646-478-5386 if you have any questions. And we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back with my audiobook selection for this week.
Hello, this is Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And yes, that is Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol, and yes, you should be thinking about getting your documents shredded securely. So if you have a lot of different documents you need to shred, look for a free shredding event in your area. They are wonderful. It is freeing to see all of the stuff that you've had in your home and your life just kind of whoop, go up in a cloud, and it is wonderful because it is gone, and you don't have to worry about anybody having any of your personal information. So make sure you do that as well. Well, my audiobook selection for this week is Decluttering Magic, Home and Life Organizing Made Easy by Samantha Ryder. And it is basically, if you're tired of living in a chaos and you want peace of mind, also if you are at a place where you're really having challenges just finding things, this is a book for you. And you will discover the secrets revealed through research that with training and practice, you can unlock the joy of living in a clean and uncluttered home. And you'll learn how to get started, how to get things started, and you'll learn how to keep things organized. And you'll also learn how to declutter your home room by room. So again, you'll learn how to get things started, how to get yourself started, how to keep things organized, and how to declutter your home room by room. Again, that's Decluttering Magic, Home and Life Organizing Made Easy by Samantha Ryder. And that is my audiobook selection for this. So now, moving on to organizing your time. And I always share this, is that when you want to maximize your time in your life, the one thing you want to do is you want to plan. Because if you spend 15 minutes in planning, you'll save yourself an hour. And if you take an hour in planning, you'll save yourself 4 in execution. So make sure that you have a time management tool that you use where you can schedule your appointments, and it helps you keep track of those appointments. Whether it's I use Google Calendar, whether it's a physical calendar, make sure you have that. But also, make sure you do some planning. And one of the things that I do is I always plan my outfits for the week. I plan my meals for the week. I also plan the night before. I don't try to remember everything, especially now. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I was in the supermarket buying my food for the week, and I was in the salad area, and I turned around. I actually forgot where my shopping cart was. So that's why it's good to write things down. Not that that would have helped me find my shopping cart, but still, don't try to remember everything. And always have a place for your keys so that in the morning when you are walking out the door, you don't have to worry about trying to remember where they are. And I recently did a Periscope on how I organize my clothes for the week, because it makes it so much easier when you get up in the morning. That's one less thing you have to worry about. But also how I organize my meals so that when I come home, even as tired as I am, I still get to eat a healthy meal, and it also doesn't take me as long to prep it. So those are some things. And really, in reality, it does not take you as long as you think it does to prepare yourself tonight. You just take less than an hour to decide on what you're going to wear. And, of course, when you cook, you just cook a little bit more for the week. So you just cook all of your meals, and it just makes meal prep so much easier. And just making sure that you plan the night before. Okay, this is the outfit. You already got your outfit take that. You already know what your lunch will be, your dinner will be. You know where your keys are. And then sometimes just sitting down and just writing down all the things that you want to remember for the next day so you can get yourself a good night's sleep. Because in reality, we keep telling ourselves we have 24 hours in a day, and we don't. Because 8 of those hours are for rest. Another 8 hours is when we earn an income. So the remaining hours, 8, is where we have to do all the things, all the errands, whether we're going to school, whether we're transporting our children, whether we're taking a class for ourselves, or maybe we are involved in other activities. So think about that the next time. Well, I've got 24 hours in a day. You got to sleep 8, you got to work 8. So think about that. So those are some things that I wanted to share with you in regards to getting organized for the next season. Because I'm finding that so many of us are so burned out. And a lot of times it has to do with we're feeling overwhelmed with all the stuff in our homes and our lives. We're feeling overwhelmed because of all the things that we have in our calendars. And we're just feeling overwhelmed with life in general, which is why I really wanted to share with you just some simple ways. And that's the key. It's just simple things. Do not make the organizing project complicated. You're going into a new season. We're going into a new month. So just do a little at a time. Because now you may be transitioning your closet. So decide what clothes you did not wear this summer, or this season, I should say, for some of you, depending on where you are in the world. What clothes you did not wear this season, which clothes, and you probably will not wear next year this time, so take them and donate them. And then begin to organize the clothes for the coming season, and be realistic, because you may have put something away last. And now you look at it and you're thinking, I don't want to wear this. And we have all done it. So that's something to think about as well, too. So make sure you do that. So it's that simple. It's that simple. It's just getting rid of the stuff you don't want to make room for the stuff you do want. And it's just doing a little at a time and getting a timer out. Maybe you can only give 15 minutes because of your schedule, and that's okay. I know as an organizer, organizing other people, I do not want to spend all day doing organizing. But I do find when I feel, and I feel it in my, and just in my spirit, that I need to get rid of things, I tackle it and I let it go. I'll take 15 minutes, an hour, and I'll just work on a specific area and I'll let stuff go because to me it's freeing. It's like I'm opening my life up for something. And that's sometimes when we organized, we think we're giving up, but actually we are opening our lives up for something new to come in. So I want you, as we transition all over the world into a new season, into a new month, to really think about how can I open myself up? How can I open myself up? A lot of you people out there are single, and you want to open yourselves up for love. Well, now this is a great time to begin to get rid of some clutter. So it even doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship, you know, a love relationship. It could just be a friendship. Open up yourself. Clear out some of the clutter in your home so people can come and maybe sit down and you can have a movie night with some popcorn, or invite people over for dinner. Maybe for all of you people who are home-based business and you just feel stuck, then maybe it's time to get in the office, clean it up, clear it out, and make room for some new clients. You cannot expect to receive if you have got clutter and blockages, especially from projects that may have not worked out, clients that didn't treat you right, just to have some you know, some feelings towards, and we all have, we've all been there, especially business people, we've all been there. You had these clients, it just didn't work out. It just, it was not a good match, and you have got all of that stuff related to that project right there. So it's time to clear it. Clear it out. Clear it out. Get rid of it. Maybe it's time to even hit the your social media accounts and just get rid of things. I recently decided there was a somebody I was following, and in the beginning I enjoyed following the person, but now all the stuff gets posted, and it's like, I really don't want to see this stuff. I understand you are health conscious now, and I understand that you have gone through a major transformation in regards to your health, and I applaud you, but I don't really need to know where all your tattoos are located, so therefore I need to unfollow you. And sometimes we have to take that bold step to just do that, to open ourselves up for what is out there for us. I'm not sure why, but I just felt like I needed to say that for somebody out there who is just feeling stuck, feeling overwhelmed, feeling like, is this all there is? No, it isn't. There's so many wonderful things that are going on. And I'm going to share with you some how just how opening up your life can really help. Because recently I, for those of you who follow me Instagram, that was the only place that I posted it, is I went to Penn State. I started my college journey at Penn State. And unfortunately, well, no, I'm not going to even say unfortunately. It did not work out. I'm just not the type of personality at that time to be in a classroom, and we were discussing that, with 800 people. So I did not do well. I got the letter saying that your grades are bad, so you just need to pack your things up and go. And at that time, I felt defeated. I felt like a failure. I came home, and long story short, that was 33 years ago. So when I left those women, I was 19, and I think I'm doing the math right. So if I'm not, I apologize. So that was about 19 when I left, 18, 19 when I left. And so therefore, I had not seen a lot of those women. And it was just beautiful for me to reconnect with them. I actually hosted here in my home a kind of reunion for all the women I met for the brief time that I lived in Broomby Hall. And it was so nice. It was like time had stood still. It wasn't like there was 33 years between us. It felt like it was just a small amount of time, like minutes, and we just reconnected. And I needed that more than they'll ever know, because it was a healing for me. Because when I left that campus, I felt like a failure. Of course, now when I go back, I don't feel that way, because I realized that was not my journey. And I'm saying all that to say that things happen in life. We collect stuff. We get overwhelmed. We make wrong decisions. But today is the day. It's a new season coming. It's a new month coming. And it's time to just pick ourselves up and do a little at a time. Even if all you can do is just throw out the newspapers you read from last week, well, I applaud you. I applaud you. And I just wanted to share that and hopefully motivate somebody. So with that, if you do feel that you're ready to make a major change in organizing your home, your office, and your life, and of course, you know, I still have my Power Keys for an Organize You package, which comes in two parts. You get the e-course, which basically just shares with you how to organize yourself for your project, but ours with me virtually. And basically, you show me via video or photos what you want to organize, and then we'll have a phone conversation, and then I will share with you how you can get it done step by step by step. And then I'll give you some homework and you'll come back and then we will continue the process. Now, that's a $250 value, but you can get it for $59 because I'm still offering it because it's so popular. So many of you have really benefited from it, and I wanted to continue with it. So be sure to go to my website at janetontello.com for complete details on how you can take back your power and get organized. And, again, it's for your home. It's for your office. Someone just wanted to use it for their time on how to just better manage their time. So, again, you get an e-course, and then also you will have 2 sessions with me as well. Then, of course, I want to thank all of you who have been following me via Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, as well as Google Plus. And, of course, thank you so much for those of you who are joining me via the Blog Talk Radio community. We are growing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So today is, of course, Monday, and you know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday, so I want you to donate clothes from last fall or last season or even this season. Just donate some clothes that you're not wearing. And there's so many ways to do it. But look for ways in your community where you can donate an outfit. And especially for those of us who are getting into the fall-winter season, let's donate a coat that we're not wearing. Let's donate some hats, some gloves, some scarves that we continue to keep and we don't even wear them, and let's donate them to somebody who would so appreciate them. So that's my Toss It Tuesday tip for you. Now, my app suggestion for this week is 24Me, which is a virtual personal assistant that works like a second brain. 24Me generates reminders so you will never miss an important meeting or event or forget to pay a bill. Again, 24Me is a virtual personal assistant app that works like a second brain, and 24Me generates reminders so you will never miss an important meeting or event or forget to pay your bill. My product suggestion is Instant Office Family Organizer, and it helps you keep your counters clear by providing you with a place to store paperwork. That's from CJ Work. And my repurpose suggestion is you can take an old window, small ladder, or a pegboard to organize your pots in the kitchen. Your pots in the kitchen. So if you want to check out the app suggestion, the product suggestion, or the repurpose suggestion, please go to my Pinterest page and check out those boards, which is apps that will help you stay organized, products that will help you stay organized, and, of course, my repurpose section as well. My quote for the week is, the first step toward success is taken when you refuse to be captive of the environment in which you find yourself. The first step toward success is taken when you refuse to be a captive of the environment in which you find yourself. And don't forget that our podcast guest last week, My Body Passport, is offering a special. So if you buy 2 My Body Passports and you just show proof that you have purchased them, whether you show the actual, take a picture of the My Body Passport or your receipt, you will get the wonderful little pocket that you can place it on your refrigerator. So you get 2 of those, which is a $4.98 value. So again, when you purchase 2 of the My Body Passport, last week's guest will give you 2 of the cute little pocket protectors that are placed on the refrigerator, pocket holders and pocket protectors. So make sure that you go to mybodypassport.com and order your, they're wonderful. As you can hear, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast, listen to it. It's wonderful product, and I hope you stay organized, help you keep all your medical information organized as well. Well, my next Monday, next week, will be a new month, and of course, it'll be Labor Day, and yes, I'll be doing the show Labor Day, and I had an opportunity to interview my guest, Lainey Johnson, and she's going to share with us how to manage ourselves when we do the large and government contracts. So you will not want to miss that. That is an awesome interview with a woman who is managing multiple million-dollar contracts at one time. So that's next week. So I just want to take this time to just thank you for listening. And be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, your social media network. And always make sure you visit me on my website at JanetMTaylor.com. And, of course, until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, you have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.